What I'm doing is every week I go down the Senate floor and I pick out a different federal employee and talk about why they're a great federal employee and why federal employees are so well qualified and the kind of sacrifices you make as a federal employee, how smart they are, courageous, all the different things they do that I think personifies those who are federal employees.
And from that simple premise comes what has become the stuff of ritual for Delaware Senator Ted Kaufman.
I rise to share the stories once again of some of our nation's great federal employees. All throughout March, libraries across America have been celebrating National Reading Month. Children from coast to coast have been learning about the importance of books, and schools are promoting literacy as a tool for academic advancement.
Well, something's bothered me for a while. I think somewhere about 20, some 30 years ago, I began to detect a shift from people being anti-government, which has always been, Americans have been skeptical about their government since the founding and should be skeptical, but not cynical. But I think that some people started going over the top and beginning to criticize the federal employees as being the problem. And in my experience, working here in the Senate and also working in the administration on the Broadcasting Board of Governors, I just had met so many super well-qualified federal employees, it just really bothered me. So when I was appointed to the Senate, I decided that one of the things I wanted to do was kind of scratch an itch. This is an itch that was bothering me. Scratch it, and I tried to think of the best way to do it, and I came up with this idea of picking federal employees at all different levels of the government and all different agencies, and just by highlighting them, give people a mosaic of how great our federal employees are.
Senator Kaufman has devoted an entire page on his Senate website to this task of paying tribute to federal workers. There's a Nobel laureate right next to a presidential secretary. There's a Delaware National Guard sergeant next to a Federal Aviation Administration risk analyst. And then there are the stories literally ripped from the headlines.
On March 4th, a lone gunman opened fire near the main entrance of the Pentagon, wounding two security officers before being quickly subdued. These two officers and a third who assisted them provide an example of the bravery and excellence of federal employees, and especially federal employees in law enforcement who take risks every day.
Sadly, our nation mourns the loss of a truly outstanding public servant who was killed last Thursday in the tragic attack against an office building in Austin, Texas. Vernon Hunter was a 27-year veteran of the Internal Revenue Service, and before that served for two decades in the U.S. Army. Earlier this month, I honored an IRS employee who made it possible for tens of millions to file their taxes electronically. At that time, I spoke about how IRS agents and employees continually work hard to make it easier and less stressful for Americans to pay their taxes. Vernon was one of the great IRS managers who helped process tax filings and resolve issues for taxpayers. He had a reputation for being kind and full of life. He always wanted to help people solve their problems.
Tell me how you select the employees that you spotlight, sir.
Well, there's lots of different ways. I ask the agencies to help. I talk to the Public Service Employees Organization about who they've recommended for their SAMMY awards that they've been given. I have different people that I talk to who have run into or had experiences. One of the things I've been doing is honoring some great federal employees who are in the news. There were three law enforcement guards at the Pentagon who behaved bravely not too long ago, and I talked about them. So it's a combination. The main objective is to not just pick the people who are Nobel laureates or who have won all kinds of incredible awards, but to pick people that shows the broad spectrum at all levels of government, how the quality of people at every level of the federal government is so incredibly high.
And Kaufman says he'll continue to spotlight the best in federal employees right up to the end of his current term, which will be the end of this year.
There's Dr. Janet Kemp, who won the Service America Medal Federal Employee of the Year in 2008. She created a suicide prevention hotline for veterans. There's John Granville, one of my favorites. He was with USAID. He lost his life in 2005 distributing hand radios to residents in the Sudan. They were so afraid of freedom of the press that the militants killed him along with his Sudanese driver. There's Dr. William Phillips, won the 1987 Nobel Prize in Physics for his works at the NIST. He's leading research on laser cooling. There's Pearly Reed from the USDA. He was an intern assistant secretary of administration, 40-year career at the USDA. A native of rural Heath, Arkansas, where she's one of the nine siblings attending college in the 1960s despite discrimination against some African Americans. Dr. Denise Johnson from the CDC, who is leading U.S. effort to eradicate polio around the world. Sean Dennehy and Don Burke from the CIA, who worked together to create Intellipedia, an innovative program for intelligence information gathering. Zalmi Azmi from the FBI. Came from Afghanistan as a child, served with Marines Special Forces in Operation Enduring Freedom, served the FBI's Chief Information Officer during the retirement in 2008, helped reorganize the FBI's virtual case file system. I go on and on.
That's Delaware Senator Ted Kaufman. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.